With an expected 35,000 visitors, the DNC isn't the largest event Charlotte has ever handled, but one explosive moment could plug up the data lines. Cynthia Marshall, president of AT&T in North Carolina, gives Madonna's Super Bowl show as an example.
There were 10,000 tweets per second just during that halftime performance.
AT&T plans on creating Wi-Fi hot zones around the convention. They'll extend coverage by boosting cell sites with extra layers of frequency, like adding extra lanes on a highway. They'll also bring in cows, or cells on wheels, to help create an extra grid over the convention for devices to tap into. Other wireless providers like T-Mobile, Sprint, and Verizon are also bulking up their networks to prepare for the convention. It's a lot of pressure.
So obviously there's a lot riding on it because there's a tremendous amount of communication that happens during a week like that.
AT&T began providing 4G service last year, but even without a big convention in town, it's not always perfect. Nakia Sidbury has been a customer for 4 years now.
It's pretty good. Sometimes it freezes up, you know, and I think that's just because I have so many apps open. And when I tend to close them, I get better, you know, speed on my phone. So it's pretty good.
Most of the changes to the network will remain after the DNC ends. Everything except for the cells on wheels. In that case, the cows will go on home. For WFAE News, I'm Kaylee McMonagle in Charlotte.